all things Southern Live, bringing you the charm and heritage of the South. ATS Live is brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel and Ruston.
He was swinging.
And now, here's your host, the author of Heart Wide Open, the book Corey and Missy Robertson say will encourage everyone to draw closer to God, Shelley Tomlinson.
And there she is, and she has a special guest in the studio. I don't know how you ladies expect me to handle all this sexy wonderfulness on the same day.
How long are we going to give him to stop that?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, we'll give you 45 right. to stop that stuff. Yes, Mike, ooh. I have my friend and fellow author, speaker, Two Mama Extraordinaire. We'll talk about all of that coming up. Chris Howard's in the studio. Yay!
Thank
Chris.
You. I'm Yay. Happy to be here. Yay!
Yay!
This was one of those quick, are you in the neighborhood things?
Yeah.
And here I am.
That's how this happened. We're like, hey, Chris, you want to come in and play radio and tell me about your new clothing line? And Chris is like, yeah, I actually happen to be in town, which finding Chris in town that impromptu is not an easy thing.
I think impromptu is better for us.
I think it works out.
When we plan it, it never happens.
We never can get together. So this is the only way it works. So what's happening in Bama, Mike, who moved off?
It's getting hot down here, baby. I'm telling you, it's late spring, early summer weather. We're going to hit about 86, 87 today, but we're not getting nearly as much rain as you guys are back in Louisiana.
Yeah, we're still raining here, and my man and I are still praying for this weather pattern to break so that we can get in the fields. Yeah, that would be nice. That, you know, need to get more crops in. But, you know, I just want to give a real shout-out of appreciation to my husband because you can do this farming thing different ways. You know, you can be stressed and worried and like anything else, any other vocation, when it gets to this point. But Phil never brings that home. My man is like the duck on top of the water. You know, I know that it's crucial. I know it's getting that time. But he doesn't bring it home and make me pay for it. So, yay, Phil.
All right, Phil.
Yay, Phil. I have a hand of... Yeah, everybody's getting applause today. All right, Mike.
Well, let's see. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask you if you were aware that it is National Pet Week and Teacher Appreciation Week. So, what does that mean?
Well, it means if you're the teacher's pet, you've got it covered.
Yeah, there you go. You could just put them together. I never was the teacher's pet. It had something to do with talking.
With talking. But see, it serves you well now, see?
Yeah, now it's okay.
All your teachers are like, look at her go.
Yeah, they're like, I tried to shut her up.
Right,
for a long time.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend, though. We had transgenders protesting North Carolina's bathroom policy. Non-transgenders were protesting Target. Mexicans were protesting Donald Trump. College students were protesting conservatives. Donald Trump was protesting the Arizona Republican Convention.
Man. Yeah.
Satanists were protesting a pro-life event.
And an own. And what else?
The Reagan family was protesting Will Ferrell's proposed movie about Ronald Reagan's Alzheimer's.
Which is horrible. And what else?
And the NRA was protesting the president's call for smart gun technology.
Wow, that's a lot of protesting. And I was just kind of hanging out, minding my own business. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I saw some of that on TV, but really, that lineup, no.
It takes a lot of energy to protest that much.
Yeah.
That often.
It does look like Black Lives Matter took the weekend off, though.
So there's that.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, I have something for my file. Things that I scratch my head over file are things that make me nauseous file. Do we have a file like that? Aren't you keeping one like that? Okay, I would like
to
add
that for you.
I'd like to add an item to that file.
Okay,
that would be Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend's wife. Do we know of whom I'm speaking? Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend's wife. Okay, we're all together now. That would
be Hill
today in Appalachia complaining about the coal industry losing their jobs and what we've got to do to get behind the coal industry and save these middle American families who are losing their livelihood on the hills of the West Virginia primary, where she stood, and you have taped evidence of her saying, we are going to put the coal industry out of business, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And all the crowd is cheering. So something has changed drastically from West Virginia to Kentucky. Do you think delegates? What do you think?
It's
delegates, maybe?
Could be delegates. You know, it's amazing the politicians today, and they're all guilty of it. You can play them the video, and they say, I didn't say what you just played that I said on that video.
How did they get away with that?
And they just smile and go right on.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, but I have the, it's here.
And they're like, but no, that's not what I said. But, you know, there she is. That I'm putting that in the file. And then, because, you know, if I stay on Hillary very long, I get sick to my stomach. So I have to move on. So, Chris is laughing
at me. I have something for the file.
Okay, what do you have for the file?
I saw this weird headline on Yahoo. Your oatmeal might be killing you.
My oatmeal?
Yeah, apparently there's a guy suing Quaker Oats claiming their oatmeal contains carcinogens.
Oh, great. So
I thought oatmeal was the one last thing we had.
So now we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't take drugs, and our oatmeal's going to get us.
That's right.
That
ain't right.
No.
That ain't right. Hey, but before we leave my things that I scratch my head over and don't understand file, I want to add something else. Do y'all know that our government recently spent, can we just say a gazillion? Because I can't remember the actual statistic. And you know,
we're not a staggering amount.
A staggering amount. We're not really detailed people here at All Things Southern Life, but a gazillion amount of money creating
of your taxpayer dollars,
our money, mine and yours and yours, right. To create a new branch or whatever you want to call it of the Department of Justice. And out of that money, they did a lot of research and they came up with a new title for criminals that we are now supposed to adhere to. Are y'all ready for it?
I don't know about this.
Okay. Do not ever, Mike, I swear to my soul, do not ever call them a criminal. They are someone who is justice involved.
Oh, justice involved individuals.
Yeah, there you go. So that
we used to call them criminals, but that's not PC anymore. Is
no,
that correct?
No. So now I don't know if they, you know, when they do their little APB things, if they say we have a justice involved criminal.
That is going to be interesting to see if they actually change.
Yeah,
the
if
language.
They can change that vernacular. That, I mean,
right?
Props, right? Yeah. Craziness. Okay, but we can close that file because that file really isn't a lot of fun. But who will tell you all these things if I don't?
Well, that there you go. Mm-hmm. So who's on at 5:30 today?
Oh, so glad you asked. We have a guy named Jeff Vanderstilt.
Who?
Jeff. That would be Jeff Vanderstilt. I will even spell that for
y'all. That's what I thought you said.
That would be a V-A-N-D-E-R-S-T-E-L-T, and that was for memory.
Close enough.
That would be because I enjoyed his book so much, I remember that name. But
okay.
Jeff is going to be in at the bottom of the hour, and he is going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that's how the our sweet Jesus is supposed to be permeating every part of our lives and not just a Sunday God. And that's like my you know me, Mike. That's where I am. So it's a great book.
All right.
The details, I'll even tell you everybody take a deep breath because I want you to hear this subtitle. Deep breath. I'll find it. Principles and Practices for Being Disciples of Jesus in the Everyday Stuff of Life.
All right.
Good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So, look, this is what I want all of y'all to do. Do not go anywhere. I mean, I'm saying even if you park your car, you are not allowed to go in because you may miss something in the next 45 minutes. And we're going to have fun because right after the break, Mike, Chris is going to tell us about her new clothing line.
I can't wait to hear that.
And I'm wearing one of the shirts.
All right.
Right.
Well, you
got to
post that on Facebook then.
Yes, we did. Have we?
We did.
We
it's
did.
On.
Okay, we're on Facebook. So y'all come back.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, did you see Toby Keith do a tribute to Merle Haggard on the American Country Countdown Awards last night on Fox?
I did not see that, and I wish I would have. I'll have to YouTube it. The Google. That's what my folks
great.
Call it. The Google.
Brooks and Dunn won the Icon Award, so I was glad to see them.
Yeah, I saw the funniest meme. I tried not to laugh on it because it wasn't exactly the right thing to laugh at, but it was a meme on Facebook that said, Dear Lord, if you give us back Merle Haggard, we'll give you all the Kardashians.
Oh,
yeah, see, I'm laughing again. Yeah, y'all did too, though. Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'll make that deal.
Yeah, y'all laughed too. Okay, so here's the thing, folks out there listening. I want y'all to know all about my friend's new line of clothing because, yeah, I think it may be my new uniform. I have one of them on, Chris, and I think it would be just the easiest way to get dressed in the morning.
Hey, I'm telling you, one of my grandkids, Bella,
yeah,
who's a funny person.
Just a beauty. She is growing
Isn't
up before
she cutie?
Our eyes. She is.
The other day she said, "To Mama, I think we're going to be seeing you in that shirt every day at camp mm-hmm. this summer." I said, mm-hmm. "No, you're going to see me before camp even."
Right. It's I'm thinking just, going yeah. home, like going forth from today.
Right.
Because I have now got several in my little possession.
Yes.
And they're just,
yes.
let me tell you what I like. No, I don't want to tell you what I like about the shirt. I want you to start and tell us the impetus behind this. Why do we have this line of clothes called Wear Your Joy? And then
okay.
I'll tell you what I like about them.
The line is called Wear Your Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my grandkids call me Two Mama, and most people know that about me because I've been a grandma for a long time. And so Two Mama is on everything I say and do and all
and
the kids.
And should we tell them who you also are? Because, you know, we do this every time. I mean, we know you're you, and we know how important you are in your own right. But should we mention
yeah,
that
no,
other
yeah,
little family?
Right.
Should we?
Yeah. My daughter is Corey Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame.
Yeah.
And, of course, my grandkids are John Luke and Sadie and Bella and Will.
All those folks you've heard of.
And just a whole ton more. So John Luke actually named me Two Mama when he was not quite 2 years old. He mm-hmm. just looked up at me one day and said, Two Mama, and that was it.
That's too
now,
cute.
Now, literally half of West Monroe calls
yeah.
me Two Mama.
Yeah, I think of you as Two Mama yeah. in my head just because
that's,
I see your Instagram, yeah. all your social media posts. And
yeah,
so
that's kind
of
that's kinda yeah. it. So I had thought of this T-shirt line. I have been a grandmother for a long time. But in my 20 years of being a grandmother, I have not found a shirt that I like, that's not my style, that I would
right.
wear
right.
in public, you know?
Right.
And so, several,
same here. The
several.
Shirts that I've seen that are like, you know, just, and no, not to be, you know,
right.
derogatory
know.
To anything else, but the yeah. T-shirts that just have, maybe have a big, huge heart and grandmother
right.
on them in a, you know,
yeah.
in a style that
or
would
neon
be more,
flowers
would
or something.
Be something, you know, you may would wear around the house, but nothing
right.
I want to wear out. Now, what
exactly.
you've created is something I would want to wear out.
So, hence, I started talking about this probably 7 or 8 years ago that I really wanted to do a T-shirt line. And then, literally, Duck Dynasty happened. And
yeah.
our last 4 years have been craziness. And so, this year, This one, when 2000, I'll plug another book right now. I was helping John Luke with his book, Young and Beerless, which comes out May 17th, which is just an awesome book about pursuing God and just all kinds of great things for young people. But anyway, called Young and Beardless.
And I love his humility, can I say, because
so
I saw
sweet.
Some of the promotion and him saying, you know, from the standpoint of, I'm not telling you everything I've learned, I'm telling you what I'm learning.
Right, which is exactly how he wrote it. So over the Christmas holidays, I got to work with him real intently, because I don't know if that's the right word, but because I am an editor and book writer and that kind of thing. So I had John Luke in my house and we were literally poring over that book, making all the changes that I felt like he needed to make, really pushing him. And a whole lot of the book is about dreaming big. And so after I finished working with him, I thought, you know what? It's a new year. It's time for me to dream big or to finish a dream that I had dreamed several years ago. And it was this t-shirt line. So I started in January working with the great folks over at Mojo, who are great printers and designers. And we've just been working together on it. And finally, it came out last week. And the name of the line is Wear Your Joy, because there is no greater joy to me than my grandchildren. And probably you'll say the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, our kids are in there too. But now
they did give us the grands after
the
all.
And now we've got our little grandbabies that mine are older now, but still they are just my biggest joy watching them do things. Sadie will graduate from high school this year and you know, we're just in the middle of planning all of her high school graduation stuff, and you know, I love every minute of that. So I decided that I would get the t-shirt line going, and I kind of say it's like trendy and cool looking.
It is.
And fun and all of those kind of cool things.
It is. And it's the type of shirt, again, that, you know, you can pull on with a cute pair of jeans and boots, or, you know, cute shoes if you're not wearing boots if it's summer and you think you're too hot. You can pull on something like that, a couple of cute pieces of jewelry, and you feel dressed.
Yeah, you actually are. Like, I have mine on today with just some tennis shoes and some crop, you know, capris.
Yeah, right.
But the other day, I had one on with some nice black slacks and little croppy boots. And, you know, really look really cool.
And they're very reasonably priced.
Yes,
so they range.
They're $29 for the short sleeves, which I don't mean short sleeves. These aren't not your normal tees. These are those comfy.
They're like the tri-blend.
Yeah,
they feel so good.
And they're flowy, you know, so they don't fit super tight. And
a very relaxed fit.
Yeah, relaxed fit. Good. Look at you. You've been doing your t-shirt research.
I don't know where it came from, but anyway.
Another great thing is I got to partner with Shelley's daughter, Jessica, to help me with my website, because I had no idea how to make that happen.
Yeah, not because she's my daughter, but the website is awesome.
She did an awesome job. I'm so proud of
her. So that address is?
That's wearyourjoy.net.
Yeah.
And we've included a lot of things. I put my Monday hugs. I write a Monday hug every Monday, so that's on there. And also some little bit about ourselves and about the t-shirt line and how to get to my radio show that's on Mondays at 9 o'clock. On the cross. And so we've got a lot of other little things on the website, but you can go there, wearyourjoy.net, and see all the different styles and order right there.
I know that you broke the internet the first night. That because I was out in Houston when you released the line, and then you're texting Jessica like, oh, the site's down, and Jessica's telling you, I was sitting there while she's telling you, it's actually good news. I mean, because you got so much traffic so quickly that you broke the internet.
Yeah, so cute. She came back with a big yay, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's not going. Yeah. She's like, no, this is good. You just had too many people trying to get on at one time. So it was an awesome first week last week. And I just think it's a much needed product
out there.
I just do.
I think it can stand alone. You know, we mentioned, and I brought up your family just to kind of, you know, let everybody know the other, you know, what your whole life, just, you know, you as.
Well, everybody around here knows who she is.
But our worldwide
audience might not.
There might be someone in New Zealand listening that didn't know. Thank you, Mike, for rescuing me there.
I just want to add that I don't know, I may be getting of a certain age, but to me, there's nothing sexier than a sexy grandma.
You are on a a roll tonight.
We didn't even pay him for that.
And Shelly's got it going on today. I'm just all I'm saying.
Okay, Mike. Now, you are too much. You're getting me all off topic here. Mike is reminding me, even in saying that, of something I said in front of a live audience recently. JR, if you'll clue that up, we're going to clue that up. That's also redneck radio speak. I think the professionals say cue that up. But if you will cue that up, we'll lead into it with this. You know, Chris, the reason I called you this morning and said, are you around? And you come on? It's because of two things. One, you know, I love the look of the clothes, and I've been looking for something like this as well. So I was really excited about it.
Good.
And then beyond that, I adore someone that goes for their dream. I say all the time, today is someday, y'all. Today is someday. It can be just another day, or it can be someday, because we all say, someday I'm going to do this, someday I'm going to do that. And I love grasping at that and reaching for that and not settling. I love that most especially in my Christian walk. And we're going to be talking about that when we come back from this break. But right now, I want y'all to hear just a little fun clip from the road. How about that?
I've got a whole lot to say, a little bit of time to say it. And I realize that more than usual because I used that magnifying mirror in the hotel this morning. Whoa, I don't generally do that. I don't know if you ladies use a magnifying mirror to put on your makeup. I do not. I have some friends and family that do. My Rhonda, my sister, and my Rhonda, my best friend, they both use it and swear by those magnifying mirrors. And so there was one in the hotel bathroom, and I decided to try to use it. I had less time on this planet than I realized. That's why I'm telling you, I better get started. Why do y'all do that to yourselves? Ladies, I don't even get it. I kept looking for something on the mirror that would say something like, pores and wrinkles and brown spots are smaller than they appear. Something, but it didn't say anything like that. So I was just looking at it, and I was thinking, are y'all doing this to yourself on purpose? Here, back up and get you a regular mirror. They look a whole lot better from there. They do. It's perspective. And I think you're probably going, yeah, but maybe you're thinking what my friend says, but I can't see to put my makeup on if I don't use my magnifying mirror. Well, let me give you a little tip here. They got some of that makeup that's like multi-purpose. I've read about it. I've seen it. Like, it'll say you buy your eyebrow makeup, and it'll say it also serves as an eyeliner. And then there'll be lipstick that you can also use as blush. I think you stole it up there that it lay in somewhere close.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet. American Revolution.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Thank you.
We are swinging indeed. I appreciate y'all being with us on this lovely Monday evening. You're listening to All Things Southern Live, and I want to introduce you to my next guest. Jeff Vanderstelt is the visionary leader of the Soma Family of Churches and the lead teaching pastor of Doxa Church in Bellevue, Washington. He also travels around the U.S. and the world, equipping the church in the gospel and missionary living. Vanderstelt is the author of Saturate, Being Disciples of Jesus and the Everyday Stuff of Life. If you have listened to this radio program even once, you will know that this is right in my wheelhouse and a subject that I love. So I am honored to greet you. Welcome to All Things Southern Live, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much.
I love this book, and it is so necessary. This book is so much more than a Bible study or just another nonfiction book to hit the shelves. This book needs to be in the hands of the body of Christ around the world. So I want you to whet the appetite of those listening and get them to run out there and get this book. So you tell me, beginning with the word go, why did you write it, and What's your mission here?
Yeah, I had been a youth pastor for many, many years and watched students really get what it meant to be a follower of Jesus and in the everyday stuff of life, whether it's on the sporting field or at school or in the workplace. And I saw them do remarkable things for Jesus. And then what would happen is they would graduate into what they often call big church and often
yeah.
just take a seat, you know, and just
yeah.
kind of watch it happen and no longer be involved. And so...
Yeah.
I started a church to try and change that and said, hey, what would it look like if we called everybody the front line of mission and actually all of life was the mission instead of just a church uh-huh. event on Sunday? And uh-huh. we just started training people how to live it. We started seeing it grow around the country to forming a family of churches that are doing it, and now around the world. And so uh-huh. eventually people said, you need to just write this in a book.
Yeah.
Because the church really needs to learn how to start seeing that they are the church. They don't go to church.
Come on.
It's not an event or a building. It's a people. And if they could just start to see that their life mm-hmm. matters and that the things that they do every day could actually be the ministry that God's called them to, mm-hmm. then we could actually start to see the world saturated with the good news of Jesus everywhere and in everything. So that was the reason for wanting to write it.
Well, and I love it. And I'm just nodding and smiling on the other side here of the mic, because just yesterday, teaching my own girls back at my home church, we were talking about the difference between just, believing in God, becoming a Christian, and being a disciple, and what that difference looks like, and how the reward of the disciple, where it differs is the reward of the disciple is God himself. You know, there's the reward of walking
That's right.
out the life of the disciple is walking out with God himself. You begin this book with Habakkuk 2:14. I want you to talk a little bit to me about why you shared that particular verse and why it set up the rest of the book.
Yeah, that verse says, there'll be a day when the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And that is really a saturation point, right? Because water mm-hmm. and sea is pretty hard to distinguish between.
Right.
And the idea is that that's what the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will be like one day. There will be mm-hmm. a day when you won't be able to get away from the very real presence and knowledge of what God is like. And when we fast forward in the story, we realize Jesus is the true glory of God. If you look at him, you see what God's really like.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Apostle Paul says it's Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. So in other words, Jesus filling his people so that he can fill his world through his people mm-hmm. Is the means by which that vision of Habakkuk will come about. That God's intent is really to see his people, the church, mm-hmm. be filled with the presence of Christ in such a way that the world would get an opportunity on a daily basis to come into contact with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the vision for it. And I wanted to help people realize that if you have the very Spirit of God in you, you are a temple of God in which God is dwelling and showing the world what he's like. But most people don't even know that to be true of themselves. So they miss out on the very real presence and work of God in their life in normal everyday stuff.
Okay, now, Jeff, you just started reading from the next book I'm writing that's not going to release for about a year and a half. So I'm wondering now if you're in my notes. The title of that book is tentatively right now, I'm Losing My Religion, because it's,
yes.
you know, it's that desire to walk 24/7 with Jesus that you're talking about. Now we understand the saturate part of your book title. Why did you write it as a field guide?
Yeah, so I originally wrote a book, Saturate, Being Disciples of Jesus and Everyday Stuff of Life, and then we wrote the Field Guide.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's actually two, the book and then the Field Guide, which is what I think you probably have with you.
Right, I do. I wasn't aware of the other one.
Yeah, so the book was a way of casting the vision forward and telling true stories of people that are learning how to do this. It's very accessible. I did not write it for a church leader, though a lot of church leaders have enjoyed it. I wrote it for the everyday person. And then what we found was people said, hey, love the book. Could you give us a guide that would help us go through it maybe with a group of people so we could start doing it together? And so the guide is really an eight-week study that's very, very much following the book, but you would not have had to read the book in order to get a lot of the guide, because a lot of the book is excerpt. You know, we take excerpts out of the book, put it in the guide. But what it does is it guides you through personally as well as in a group setting how to really not only learn the concepts of gospel saturation and being disciples of Jesus and the everyday stuff of life, but how to apply it together with a group of people.
And, you know, it can be done on that individual basis that you mentioned, but that really circumvents the whole point of saturating the world. It's the body of Christ that's going to do it and not each of us individually, right?
That's right, yeah. What I've found is the church too often sends people off all on their own to try and be what Jesus never intended us to be, which is the picture of his body, and the body is made up of many members.
Yeah.
So we really are trying to teach people how to live on Jesus' mission together throughout the week in ways that show the love of God, that display the kingdom of God, and proclaim the good news of Jesus to everyone through it.
Amen. You you speak of, you use a phrase, missional community, often in the field guide. What do you mean when you refer to that?
Yeah, we really what we mean is a group of people who see themselves always as sent by God to the world, but they don't, they aren't sent alone. So that missional is that sentness, that's the nature of being sent, and the community is that we do it together. What I find often in the church is there's a pendulum swing. We either swing the pendulum to mission, but we're not in community. So that's that isolated kind of mercenary, missionary going all by themselves, which isn't really effective. Or we swing it the other way to community, but no mission. And so we've got a group that kind of exists for themselves, but not for the glory of God and not to accomplish the mission of God. So we want to be a community that shows the love of God as we love one another out on mission with people who don't yet know the love of God. And that's why we call them missional communities.
I really need a coffee break with you. I really need to sit down over coffee and talk a lot of this out, because I, everything that you're touching on, I really want to spend more time there, because it's just in my wheelhouse again, and I appreciate it. But I also want to kind of get through some of this and let the listener know what they can expect. And, you know, and before I forget, because I do want them to pick this up, but tell me where else, because we run out of time every single show, and I know it's going to happen. So tell my listener where they can connect with you, Jeff.
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is saturatetheworld.com.
Okay.
Saturatetheworld.com. That's where they can get the field guide. They can see more about the book. They can actually watch videos, get more resources. You know, we're just trying to serve the church in living this vision out.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that in our few moments that we have left, I want you to speak to is just an ongoing topic of conversation between me and my girlfriends and the young girls that I teach at home. And that is the disconnect between what Christians say they believe and then how Christians actually live their lives. You have clearly spent a lot of time thinking about that. Do you have an answer why that is?
Yeah, I think that Christians haven't realized that most of our confessional belief, which is what we say we believe, is not in line with our actual practical belief. So what I usually help people understand is that the process of sanctification is actually seeing what we say actually get worked out in what we do. And what we do is actually a real expression of our faith. So, for instance, if I say I believe God's sovereign, in control, but I live with fear and anxiety, I really have been worshiping a God that's not in control or not good. And so repentance looks like, hey, I need to see the truth about who God is in Jesus, turn to who he is as the sovereign God who overcame sin, Satan, and death, rose again on the third day, and ask myself, do I believe in that God for my present problem that I'm facing? And if I do, then I'll experience peace in that situation. So the outcome of our life is a representation of our faith. The things we do is directly connected to the God we worship. And for most of us, a lot of our activity reveals we're worshiping a false god. Mm-hmm. We're not really believing in the truths we say we believe about God. Mm-hmm. And the repentance needs to be turned to God through Jesus Christ and really ask the Holy Spirit to help us to believe what we say we believe.
Absolutely.
And practice it.
And practice it.
Our practice is an expression of our faith.
Yeah, which brings us, to the other point I always like to make, and I want my listeners to hear, because when I mentioned, I'm losing my religion, Jeff, that comes out of being a church girl, quote-unquote, my entire life, 9 months before I was born and thereafter, but not finding the love of Christ Jesus and that passion I have for him for many years into that. Won't say how many years into that. And I live to free people from obeying for the sake of obedience and discovering the joy of yielding your will. Because it's planets apart from yielding your will and saying, I just want you, and I don't want this other thing more than I want your presence. And I believe that you speak to that same thing through this book, and I hope everybody will pick it up. What's your greatest hope for Saturate as it goes out into the world?
Well, my greatest hope is that people would just fall in love with Jesus. Like what you just said, that what you love most motivates you to do everything you do. So if Jesus becomes the center of our affections, then his fame will be our primary purpose, because you talk about what you love most. So if we could fall in love with Jesus and have him capture our affections, we would be talking about him everywhere. Uh-huh. We'd be living for him everywhere. And my hope is that every man, woman, and child will have a daily encounter with Jesus in word and deed as a result of us falling in love with Jesus.
Oh, mine too, my brother. I enjoy your conversation. I enjoy your book. And I want to connect with you further and just really be a prayer partner for you and support what you're doing. So thank you very much for being by All Things Southern Live.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. And that, folks, is the voice of a believer who has discovered the joy that's in Christianity, and not trying to obey the rules that have tripped so many people up. He is worthy. He is worthy of our praise and worship. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana, Chevrolet. American Revolution.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Swing. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little John Anderson makes you feel good on a Monday afternoon.
It does, Mike. You need to grease the porch swing. I mean, I've been swinging on this swing for a while, and it's creaking a little bit. So you need to do that.
I believe I can handle that.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much.
I don't know about you, but I was working on my retirement plan over the weekend.
You were? And what have you come up with?
Well, right now, the day after I retire, I'm going to rob a bank. So,
And you want to just go ahead and put that out there?
Well, I figured, you know, that'll give me a place to live rent-free for the next 10 to 20 years. So,
Well, there's an option, Mike. I don't know if that's the one that you really want to go with, but that's an option. Hey, the elephants, they've retired the elephants, speaking of retiring.
I heard that.
Did you hear that? Ringling Brothers' 11 remaining traveling circus elephants have been retired. They have given their last performance, and they officially retired yesterday. So, Mike, they may head into retirement with you when you get ready. They are going to be on the Elephant Retirement Sanctuary run by the circus in Central Florida.
Oh, well, that's nice. Hey, you know how you can tell the circus elephants have finally retired?
They're not at the circus?
All the peanut holes on the shuffleboard court.
Oh, bada bing. That's good. That's a good one right there.
So actor Will Ferrell was planning on producing and starring in a film about President Reagan suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, he was.
But the outrage was so great, he quickly backed away from the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he's moving on to an even funnier script about Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I tell you what, I don't know who in their right mind would think that that's a funny topic. If you have walked, even if you haven't, but especially if you have walked through life with someone, and I have, and walked them out of life that had Alzheimer's, it's not a funny topic. And so I kind of made a mental note right there, and I have thought he was a funny guy. But, you know, sometimes people cross the line with me, Chris, and I just go, no, you know what? Uh-uh. No more Will Ferrell.
Well, he had a lot of uproar over that.
He got some blowback, didn't he?
Yeah, that, as it should have.
As well, yes. It should have. Yes. So maybe that was just his point, to get in the news. What y'all think?
Yeah. I think, you know, once you get so much success, sometimes you can lose where the line of good taste is, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to be reminded, and I think Middle America reminded him on this one for sure.
I think so.
Mike, I got a little piece of news before we get back. I want to talk some more about Chris's clothing line, but I thought you might particularly appreciate this, and so I brought it for you today.
Okay.
New Jersey is now home to the very first indoor hatchet-throwing venue in the country.
Well, all right.
Yep, it's a bar set up to drink beer where they also throw razor-sharp hatchets at wooden targets. Mm-hmm. The owner said they were looking for something organic and primitive, and they thought that there was a need for this. And I am here to ask you, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't know, Shelley. Call me crazy, but if I was looking for something organic, I wouldn't necessarily put hatchets and drunk people together under the same roof.
Oh,
I don't
y'all are with me. You see a few potential problems here.
I'm thinking that's right up the same alley as Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's just straight running crazy. That's my term for it. Mm-hmm. Straight running crazy. But
so,
what is... Yes.
Shelley, yes, I know you travel a lot on the airlines.
Yes, I do.
You probably need to be aware of this.
Oh, okay.
Aware of this. The latest way airlines are getting you to pay more money is they're going to charge you extra to avoid the middle seat.
Oh, really? If you do not sit in the middle seat, they will charge you more money.
Well,
so the middle seat's going to be cheaper, is what you're saying.
It will cost more to sit on the aisle or the window seat. Only when you go on and look at the lower fares on the seating chart, only the middle seat will be available. Unless you want to pay more. And then you can get the other seats. So,
and this from the country that says they're against torture now, right?
That's right.
That country. I don't know. Woo. Okay, back to you, my dear friend, fellow speaker, author, Two Mom Extraordinaire, Chris Howard, who's with us in studio. If you were here at the top of the hour, we were talking about these fine shirts that we're actually wearing. But you know what we did not do?
What?
We did not tell them what was on the shirts. We talked about how comfortable they are and the tri-blend and the relaxed fit. And we talked about the reason, your incentive for why you created this line of clothing. But I really want them to know some of these cool slayings. So why don't you read my shirt that I'm wearing that you gave me?
Shelley has on the one that says storyteller, mentor, cheerleader, cookie maker, hugger, superhero, grandma.
Yay!
And I kind of did my Vanna White impersonation while she was reading it.
If
I kind of
could
did.
Only
yeah.
see.
Yeah, I did a little flair for y'all while I was doing that. And which one are you wearing?
Okay, I'm wearing the one that just simply says grandkids snuggles are the best. And they're all of our sayings are not done where they're just like bold in your face.
It's this kind neat of a little what font is
message.
This?
I don't know what
it looks
font
like
that
Arial.
Is, but
I don't know. But it's a neat little thin font.
Yeah, kind of a neat font. And like, Shelley's the one that lists all the things was inspired by my granddaughter, Sadie, because I had all those things listed down to the one that I did not have superhero on there.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "To Mama, don't you remember when I played you for superhero day at school in the
she
fifth
did.
Grade?"
Oh,
she did. She went as
wow.
me.
Wow.
I can't believe I actually forgot that she remembered and reminded me that she went
thing.
To school that day as me. And so she said, "You've always been my superhero." So I added that to that long list of things that grandmas are to their kids and didn't even, you know, think about that sweet superhero.
Oh,
one. So
it needed to be in
and
there.
So that one is Sadie inspired.
Yeah.
I love it. I've got one that says, "Not crazy, just a new grandma," because every new grandma is like throwing up thousands of pictures on Facebook and Instagram till their friends are like, okay,
every
she's
single
just
expression
gone,
of that baby.
Gone totally crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one.
Oh, the one that I love. Tell them about the one that I love.
This one is Bella inspired. Bella's my little 13-year-old little sassy thing. And so it says, "Best grandma ever. Nailed it."
Now, I like that one.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I love that one, too. So they're just real. They've got fun sayings. And what I did was, a lot of people are already saying, "Are you going to say Nana? Are you going to say something?"
Oh, I saw social media lighten up with that.
Yes.
That would be too difficult.
But I'm telling you, it's too difficult. And here's the bottom line. No matter what you're called, you're still grandma. You're grandmother. And so I did three shirts that speak to grandma, and then three that are like this one that says grandkids snuggles are the best. That just refer to grandma if you don't want to have that grandma name on you. But no matter what your kids call you, you're still grandma.
I'm a keggy is what they call me, but I'm their grandmother.
But you're
and
the
so
grandma.
I'm cool with
and
that.
And I've been to mama, but I'm the grandma.
Yeah.
And it is hard to try to name every name out there. My sister Joneil is honey. And you're keggy.
And you couldn't put all that on the shirt.
Wait, Joneil is what?
Honey.
Honey?
Her grandkids call her honey.
That's
okay.
It.
How
right.
sweet is that?
Yeah,
so I like all these sayings, and then there are different colors.
They come in four different colors and three different styles. And then on top of that, my logo is Wear Your Joy. So I just have a plain gray tee with the Wear Your Joy in the front. So if you are looking at it and you're ordering for your grandmother or your mom or whatever, and you say, "Hey, I want one for myself."
I also want one.
Then you can get Wear Your Joy.
Absolutely, because when I first saw that, Wear Your Joy, though we had talked, so I knew it was going to be your line of grandmother clothes.
Right.
But when Jessica first told me, she was working on the site, and that you were actually, because I think she knew before I did, that it was really launching, because she was working with you. But when I first saw just the T-shirt that says "Wear Your Joy," I immediately thought about our faith in Christ, because that's what that shirt inspires to me.
That's right. Or in anything that brings you joy, which. Mm-hmm. For us is our faith in God. That's our biggest thing. But then it's just there's little things in life that bring you joy, and that's your family and your friends and your church family, so many things. So that just speaks to that. Just wear your joy. Wear it on your face and speak it, like you were talking, the author that you interviewed. Just saturate the world
with
your joy.
Don't hold that to yourself.
Right.
And so you're saying it proudly on your shirt. Right. Can we expect a grandfather line?
Well, I've already had several grandpas say, "When does the stars coming?" So I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we went to the break earlier when Jeff Vandersteel was coming on to talk to us about saturate, and I want to get back to this. And folks, I always leave y'all with a little bit of inspiration going into your work week, but you're going to be able to find that column of mine on allthingssouthern.com. So I want Chris and I to have these last few moments together, because I want to go back to that idea, Chris, of that we were talking about at the bottom of the hour, of this being that day.
Right.
That someday.
Right.
So earlier you said that, when did you have this first nucleus of this idea?
I actually thought of this, and this is strange that I can remember it, in 2009. And so it's been 6-7 years mm-hmm. since my first thought of doing this T-shirt line. And I know you're gonna laugh at this, but here was another thing that I've been saying since the first of the year, because I am older now. I mean, yep. I'm not old, but I'm older.
I am
and
too.
We should still be dreaming dreams in our age. And I've told my husband, I said, look, if Hillary Clinton can think she can run the country, I can certainly have a T-shirt line. You know.
Yay! I like that.
We can. There's still big things we can do, whatever age we are.
Absolutely.
You know? And it doesn't have to be a T-shirt line, but
yeah, it doesn't have anything. A T-shirt line. But I wanted to revisit this conversation because there are people listening to our voice right now who can fill in that blank, who have said, you know, someday I want to. And today I want to inspire those people who are listening to fill in that blank and go for it.
I think that's an awesome thing to do, because that's exactly what I want to say with my T-shirt line, too.
Yeah.
It's just, if you dreamed of something and you haven't done it yet, go do it. Today's the day.
Today's the day. It made me wonder. This is what I thought. I saw it go live, and then I saw the site crashing because of all the traffic. Yeah. You know, I was like, go, kind of. I mean, I knew it was like cutting both ways because you didn't want it to crash. But I thought, at the same time I saw all that happening and I saw the great clothes, I thought, how many people saw that message? Because you write about that. You know, you can read some of what you've said online. And I wondered how many people would see that. And it would have an impact that went beyond those clothes. And someone else would go, yep, okay, that's it. That sells
today's
it.
Today.
Yep. That settles it. Today's the day. Hey, thank you for just I'm talking about a moment's notice deciding to come in.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, it really worked out great. I love this.
It did. Yeah. It's fun.
Thank you.
We have a great time here at All Things Southern Live. And thank you over there, JR, mm-hmm. for handling the board for me. Hey, and Mike there in Bama.
Yes, I'm sitting right. I was going to say, I'm sitting right here.
Where you're like going, I know what he's doing. He's like, how about me? Well, you know I appreciate you, Mike. And I have decided to forgive you for moving away. Yeah, in a few years. In a few years, I'm going.
Okay, all right.
I haven't decided when exactly, but I'm getting there.
It's nice we can hang out this way through modern technology, but I sure do miss everybody.
And we miss you, too. And to all my listeners, I'm out of time, but I've got to tell y'all, thanks for all the happy birthday wishes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love y'all, and I'll be right here next week.